This is the BBC.
Adrian Just. Only on
the BBC.
Moriarty, this man is a bit of a crawler.
You don't have to tell us, Doctor.
Now it's Auntie Aid's problem page. And we start today with Worried of Grimsby.
Adrian, you gotta help me. It's my wife. She will insist on smoking in bed.
Lots of wives smoke in bed.
What? Kippers?
Right, line two. Go ahead, line two. Now, I'm sorry, there's absolutely no cure for complete loss of voice. Right. Line three.
Hello, Ed. She's here. I got a message for Ed Stevie Wright. He got a phone dish number.
Get rid of him. Get rid of him.
010-01.
Well, we appear to have lost that caller, so it's on to line four.
Adrian, How can I lose pounds overnight?
Sleep with a pickpocket. Line five.
Adrian, I don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
Well, it's my girlfriend. You see, she lives down in Coventry and I love her so much. I've written to her every day for the last 6 months.
Oh, well, that's very romantic. What's the problem?
She's gone and married the postman.
Afternoon, darlings. How are you? More heartache now. This time from the Maisonettes. Maisonettes getting us off the launching pad with Heartache Avenue. And talking about the post office, which you were a minute ago, I see they've got a new scheme now which will make sure everyone gets the right mail. We've all got to move three doors down the road. But it's not just the dear old postman who can give you bother. There's the milkman too.
Here, why we got this condensed milk?
Because the milkman ain't been yet.
Ain't been yet? Oh, blimey, it's gone 11, isn't it?
Well, he's always late for Saturday.
Yeah, he's up number 12, that's where he is, up with a merry widow. Six mad he is, that milkman.
Our milkman? The one with the big nose?
Yes.
He gets around, doesn't he? There was that trouble with number 28 last month. And there was the punch-up with the husband at 31. You wouldn't think he'd attract women with a hooter like that. Must be the uniforms, you know. Women love uniforms.
In there for a cup of tea, that's all.
Cup of tea? Yeah. Carol, if he gets more than a cup of tea up there, don't you worry.
Saucy pillock. Wait till he finds out what's in his empties tomorrow morning.
They're all over the place. The week before I saw the Pakistani milkman. I opened the door, there's this Pakistani with a turbine on. Co-op all over his turbine. I said, where are you from? He said, Pakistan. I said, you've got a big ground, haven't you?
Got a big round what? Control yourself, madam. This is the British Broadcorping. Stuff are out of the charts, isn't there? There's the Stranglers with the story of theirs. European females.
Say, honey.
Oui?
Would you make love to a guy for $1,000?
Oh, but of course, you naughty boy.
Well, would you make love to a guy for $10?
Oh, no. What do you think I am?
We've already established that. Now we're haggling over price.
Or as the exhausted rabbit said, gee, I'll never do that for $5 again.
From the dew-soaked hedge creeps a crawly caterpillar. Well, the dawn begins to crack. It's all part of my autumn almanac. Breeze blows leaves of a musty coragella.
on Sundays. All right, I go to Blackpool for my holiday. Sit in the open sunlight. This is my street, and I'm never gonna leave it. And I'm always gonna stay.
Scrape the cobwebs off that one. The Kinks, Old Almanac. Because today's the birthday of Old Moore.
Who?
Old Moore.
Oh, I remember. Randy old geezer, isn't he?
No. He had the first almanac back in the 17th century. But he gave it up. Couldn't see any future in it.
You finished that paper yet? Huh? I want to know what my stars say.
Huh. What are you?
June the 21st.
What sign's that?
The crab.
And here we are. What's it say now?
If you were born between June 21st and July 22nd, you're a Cancer, ruled by the moon. Seen from afar, you are a vision. Warm, loving, compassionate.
What are you laughing at?
Seen up close, you're a mess.
How dare you? Oh, don't take any notice of him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's had my mother frightened to go out of the house 6 times since last March.
Lily, put away that paper.
Oh, no, Ridge. I must find the horoscopes. If you like, I'll look up yours.
No, Lily, I don't believe in it.
Oh, come on. What sign were you born under?
No smoking. Well, it was a very fussy hospital.
You will have an exciting experience with a dark stranger.
Oh, Lil, that's yesterday's paper.
Oh, then it's happened already.
I see now they've crossed an astrologer with a contortionist. And got a bloke who can foresee his own end. Well, from Old Moore and his lot to Dorothy Moore and her lot.
Such a long, long time. Look like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just a thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Just the mention of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby. I think of the things we used to do, and my whole world turns misty blue. Heaven knows I've tried. Baby, such a long, long time. Looks like I'd get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you, my love, my whole world turns misty blue. Oh, 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 I can't, oh, I can't, oh, I can't forget you. My whole world turns misty blue. Oh,
beautiful song from 76, Misty Blue from Dorothy Moore.
I say, wasn't she one of the Hampshire Moors?
No, she came from Bradford. She's one of the Yorkshire Moors.
Hey!
And while we're in that area...
Excuse me. We'd like to go in for a dip. Is the water cold?
Nay, lad. It's lukewarm.
Oh, thank you. Oh, crikey, it's freezing. I thought you said it was lukewarm.
Funny. Lukewarm to me.
And down in the prosperous dales...
Say, Stanley, when you finish tinkering with that old banger of yours... I'd like to come round and have a look at my new car. It only cost me £10,000.
This old motor of mine only cost me £500. But it'll go anywhere that thing of yours will.
Oh. You see, what's that rattling?
Up and it's the £9,500 in my back pocket.
I was talking to a Yorkshire bloke once. He said, I got a lovely car. It's a 4-litre. Said, really? He said, oh, two head leets, two rear leets.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Thunder, you better run, you better take cover. Find bread from a man in Brussels. He was
Yeah, too right, mate. I'll watch the Paul Hogan show. I got your drift. I'll go where you're coming from. Men at Work, Down Under. And talking of Aussies and Oz, it's Jermaine Greer's birthday today. The lady who's done so much for the feminist movement. And here's one of her most faithful disciples, Miss Julie Coolabah.
Too right, sport. Keep your distance or I'll swipe you with one of my billy bongs.
Oh, blimey. Get one of those across you wouldn't get up an hour, eh?
Well, how are you getting on? Find yourself a position yet?
What are you getting at, Bluey?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, well, just keep your hands on the desk, that's all. For all I know, you might be making obscene gestures under there.
Well, I wasn't, Honestly, I wasn't, I assure you.
Oh, you some sort of prude or something?
No. No, I was asking if you turned your hand to anything. Well, I'll rephrase that. Have you got a job?
Certainly I've got a job. I'm one of them temporary women.
I don't think I'll say anything.
Oh, you know, Bluey. Shorthand tightening that. Oh, it's been a real eye-opener, I can tell you. These office pommies, they're all sex mad. One fella tried to get me into the duplicating room. We all know what that means.
Well, they do expect a secretary to have an active role.
There you go again. Keep away from me. You're all the same, you poms. Well, you're not going to catch me that way. I've got it up here.
Yes. Well, if you've got it up there, you should be pretty safe, I should think.
Dear sir, I must strongly object to the way your programmes are designed for the titillation of male chauvinist pigs. Shut up! In my house, I've made it quite clear that I wear the trousers and the trilbies, string vests and rugby boots. Yours sincerely, Irma Bulldyke, Middlesex.
Do you know, she accused me of being effeminate. Mind you, next to her, I am. No good, lads, they're taking over. And to prove it, here's a young lady called David.
Comes alive.
Funny.
Driving auto fast, exhaust and vents. Loads to drive. Shifting away from that, what's got a
found out now. It's a lady called Virginia David, born in Gloucester, my dears. That's a single. It's called Am I Normal? Well, hope so. There's a lot of subnormal people about now.
Has anyone seen my camel?
The ones who always get me are called Norman. And he's sitting there quite quiet, and you hear this voice suddenly, you know, and he goes, "Hello. Do you like sponge?" "I do, because I'm not allowed anything sharp. I was nearly run over by a truck the other day, but he knew he wanted to miss me because he had Dodge written on the front. Have you heard about the little brown things come through the walls and put wires in your head? It's all right, I ignore them. Get down, get down. What, me paranoid? Everybody off, everybody off." The CIA follow me everywhere, you know. But they won't get me. You know why? I've got the dolphins on my side!
Nutters love showing you things, don't they?
Hey, hey! I've got an atom bomb here!
It's a corned beef tin, you know. Because once you've got the nutter, everybody else can enjoy it then, can't they? What's he got there? He's got a corned beef tin!
There was a bloke outside here yesterday going, beep, 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 beep. I said, "What's the matter with him?" Two kids said, "He thinks he's a Ford Sierra." I said, "Well, why don't you tell him he's not?" He said, "Are you mad? We'll get £10 a week for washing him." Going to be big in 83, Donald Fagen. Got to have some music on the new frontier. Meanwhile, back on the old frontier.
Tell me, comrade, what makes you want to leave the glorious People's Republic? Aren't you happy here?
I can't grumble.
And don't you have a good job here?
I can't grumble.
And don't you get enough to eat here?
I can't grumble.
Well, why'd you want to go to the filthy, decadent West?
Because there I can grumble.
Our favourite radio station here at Central Line with Nature Boy. And time now to get a breath of the countryside as we meet our own Nature Boy, the man who's always putting his foot in it, Arthur Fallowfield.
Well, I think the answer lies in the soil. This week I decided to spruce up the outside of my farmhouse, and I must say I made a very good job of my front side, but I did rather fall down on...
Thank you, Arthur.
Now, Arthur, there's not a lot to do in the country with these dark nights, so what have you been doing to keep yourself occupied? And think before you answer.
Amateur dramatics. Oh. Yeah, that shook you, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Well, I've appeared in many successful productions in Air Village Hall. We used to do our own versions of famous plays. There was a farm tractor named Desire. Yes, I did quite a lot in that. Then we did Look Back in Ongar, and Compost Without Tears, and Castor Oil with Everything. That had a very long run.
Yes, I'm sure it did. Now, Arthur, incredible. How did you get started in amateur dramatics?
Well, it was Mrs. Forrester that got me going. One night I was seeing her home from rehearsals, and she said to me, "What part are you interested in?" Well, of course.
Yes, well, thank you.
Well, if the answer really does lie in the soil, here's Andy Williams with Loam Loving Man. Coming better than Arthur Fallowfield.
The harbor lights were shining, the moon was in its high. The captain said, "Thank God we're home, we've drunk the barrels dry." The mizzen mast was shaken, and the lanterns all burned low. I never thought we'd make it, but we've 20 leagues to go.
So blow you southern trades and guide me safely to the shore. I'm never ever gonna sail the seven seas no more. Their faces long and drawn are suddenly awakened as we sail in on the dawn. The wife, the sons, the lovers who never gave up home all breathe a sigh together as they reach to catch the rope. God bless you, southern trades, you got me safely back this time. Oh, you'll never have the need again to save this soul of mine. Oh, no, no, miss the sand in my head, the roll of the tide and the sun in the air. And deep inside it's true, I'm a home-loving man coming out home to you. I know, no, no, miss the wind in my eyes, the shimmer of light when the sea.
I don't think I've played Andy Williams on Radio 1, but he slots in rather nicely, doesn't he? That was Home Loving Man. Yes, it's nice to go travelling, but it's so much nicer to get home.
We just come back from a big tour, man, of the USA, man, we have. And if you've never been to America, it's fantastic. Great. The only trouble with it is the language. Don't ever imagine that you could go to America and understand what they were talking about. You couldn't do. No way. I was confused all the time I was there. I was in this bloke's bathroom in Buffalo, and I shouted downstairs, I shouted, Hank! I said, I can't get the tap to work. He said, the what? I said, the tap. The what? I said, the tap. What are you talking? I said, the bloody thing the water comes out of. He said, the faucet. I did force it. I ripped it off the wall. Tore it out. Water everywhere. What a stupid name for a tap, a faucet. Can you imagine asking somebody what they did for a living? What do you do for a living, you? Me? I'm a faucet dancer. Another expression they have over there, to knock somebody up. Now, around our way, to knock somebody up, it means knock, knock, get up, Jimmy, you know. To knock somebody up in America, he means to get them pregnant. It's an expression they used to get them in the club pudding. You know, to make someone and put them in family way. This bloke in Buffalo, he wouldn't believe it when I told him we are professional knocker-uppers in Lancashire. All right. Oh, I said they can do 50 or 60 streets in the morning, no problem. Yeah, I said they can stand on the pavement and reach the bedroom window, I said.
Yes, America and Britain, two countries divided by a common language. Who said that? Somebody more famous than me, that's for sure.
Hush, hush.
into the top 10, Too Shy from Kajagoogoo.
What?
Kajagoogoo, madam. They're like, what's happening?
Say.
Hello. What's happening here?
Oh, say, you two. Yes, Gaffer? My Rolls has run out of petrol. Just pop up the hill and fetch a couple of gallons in this can, would you?
Rolls, eh? We should be good for a few, Bob. Leave this to me.
Wait a bit, Gaffer. I got a better idea. You get in and we'll push you up the hill. Right. Come on, Danny. Made it. We should get something good for this. Box of cigars at the least. Thank you very much, boys. I'll say, do you smoke? Oh, matter of fact, Gaffer, I does.
Oh, I thought so. You want to pack it up, you're out of condition.
At 1500 miles an hour, you're doing 25 miles a minute, which is faster than a bullet from a gun. And there are just two instruments on Concorde you should know about. One is inside the passenger compartments in the top left-hand corner, and it clicks up to Mach 2, twice the speed of sound, and everybody goes, very good indeed, because that's what they've paid £987 for. In fact, it's just wound on by a stewardess. Why not? It does go up to Mach 8, actually, but they don't want to show off at the moment.
See, Air Liverpool have got a Concorde now, but I don't think their hostess would be winding anything on. Oh, look at the state of her.
Big holes in her tights. White pumps, black laces. Rollers in, half a woody. Welcome aboard, boys. Like this trip, it's great. Pilot's a smashing fella. Since we get him sober, we'll be off.
And what a plane. It runs on North Sea gas, you know. If you fly over land, the pilot goes out.
Boom, boom!
Can I leave you with one very last thing, which I never understood about aeroplanes, and that is why they put frosted glass in the toilet.
Frosted glass must be for travelling to the opaque countries. This is level 42. Listen to this bass player going mad on the Chinese way. We'll be right back. Chinese Way, level 42. And ladies and gentlemen, there's just one birthday left that we haven't yet mentioned, and we've saved it till last because, well, this man is a legend. He epitomizes everything that is good and decent in this sceptred island of ours. While other heroes crumble and fall, he stands like a colossus. So, would you please stop what you're doing and join in with the words of this popular anthem.
Tony Blackburn, Tony Blackburn, Tony Blackburn, Tony Blackburn, Tony Blackburn.
That's the one!
Whoa, whoa, Tony Blackburn.
Hold together now.
Tony Blackburn, Tony Blackburn, Tony Blackburn, Tony Blackburn, Tony Blackburn.
Woo!
Whoa, whoa, Tony Blackburn.
Tricky bit.
Tony Blackburn, Tony Blackburn, Tony Black, Tony Black, Tony Blackburn.
Tony Blackburn.
Forgot the words.
Tony Blackburn, Tony Blackburn, Tony Black, Tony Black, Tony Blackburn.
Whee! Yes, three folks. It's written down here. Tony Blackburn was born this very day.
They don't say when, do they? No, about 1932, I reckon.
As I lie here, thinking of you, I realize that nothing is new.
Lying in my bed, thinking of you, I realize nothing is new. You say you love me, but want success. I say you're lying, nothing has changed. This is a sign of the times, peace of more to come. This is a sign of the times, time to be alone. This is a sign of the times, peace of more to come.
It seems to me that you don't really care. I realize now, nothing is new. Time to live my life without you.
Galloping up the charts, the Bell Stars up to number 5 with Sign of the Times. Right there. We don't have the times in here, girls. We tend to go for the lower end of the market.
Tomorrow in the rag, and it only could be the rag, we tell those oaks some sexy secrets of the nuns of St. Cohen's Convent. Yes, try as they might, these girls can't kick the habit. And believe us, folks, there's no surplus around this little order. Get your order in today. Guess what Prince Charles told our cameraman to do with his telephoto lens and win a metro. Read about the Irish ice cream. Melts in the fridge, not in your mouth. Plus, 2,000 pairs of thermal knickers to be given away in our Ken Livingstone Super Bingo Contest. And starting next week, with one of Prince William's nappies, Britt Eklund hits out at her knockers and joined up writing in the rag. Still only 15p. Too much.
I often wonder what those blokes are like at home, you know. Can you imagine his wife saying, "Had a hard day, dear?"
"Yes, absolutely terrible. I have a large scotch in my dinner in the oven, darling."
Drive you up the pole. Now for all NUJ members, Don Henley. Everybody. Don Henley with his dirty laundry. And join us next week for our zany DJ puts BBC in a spin spot. Same time between 1 and 2. See you then. From Ron Belcher and myself, it's Toodle Pip, and we'll leave you with this thought from a listener. If a vicar bought a pocket calculator, might it be to count his blessings? The aforementioned Jonathan King.